I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a conversation with Mark Descamps at Smith Volvo in San Luis Obispo, California. We'll talk about the world of automobiles, sales, new and used. Tell us about what's changed in your world in the last year. A lot, huh?
A lot has changed, Tom. Wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, sanitizing, not knowing who was going to buy the inventory, to not having any inventory. It's been a whirlwind.
There's a shortage of new cars?
A shortage, I guess, is the right word. They're not able to finish the build. They can't get enough parts, and the biggest component would be the chip.
So there are a lot of parking lots in manufacturing towns stacked with vehicles.
That's true. There are a lot of manufacturers are not producing a lot of cars right now because they have nowhere else to store them before they can get the chips and get them out to the dealers.
So that means layoff in the factories.
You would think so. There would have to be some kind of consequence to they weren't able to sell their product.
So not only is your inventory here in San Luis on the lot of new vehicles down, but it's a whole nother parallel change in used cars.
Absolutely. Some of the highest priced used cars I've ever seen, you know, in 35 years of doing this.
So a used car that might have sold for $10,000 2 years ago is getting $14,000, $15,000 now.
Correct.
And that all has to do with supply and demand, correct?
Supply and demand, and then your car may be worth 30% more today, but like one person said, if I sell my car and take that profit, what do I replace it with?
So does that mean there's a premium price today for new vehicles?
No, I don't think there's a premium. I think people are making decisions faster on buying the car, but I don't believe there's a premium. We aren't marking them up anything or doing anything additional. Mm-hmm. They're just selling quicker. New car sales are up 35%.
So the whole industry in new and used car dealerships has changed dramatically in recent time. One dynamic would be how you sell cars.
The biggest change of all, you know, we've always been a dealership that took a person for what they said. So, you know, if someone said, I'll buy the car, I'll see you tomorrow, we're like, okay. But nowadays, you have a majority of the people are calling in from all over the country and telling us, I want to buy your car and I'll wire you the money. And never meeting them, or they'll either come in, drive in and pick up the car, or we'll have it shipped to them. So it's changed.
So online and the internet is a huge component in your business model today.
It is a tremendous component. You can sink or swim if you have people that can't communicate, say the least.
Talk to us about service and how that's changed in the last year or so.
Service, we've been fortunate because we have a consistent customer base and a very loyal customer base. So other than having to make sure that we keep our distance and we keep the cars sanitized and we feel the customers, the right word, I guess, their needs, whatever makes them happy and how they bring their cars to us. And it's ever changing.
And talk to us about your sanitization protocol for test drives, what you go through.
Nowadays on the test drives, an associate would always go with the client. And since the pandemic hit, we've just allowed the customer to come in and schedule an appointment. We would have the car sanitized, pulled off to the curb or somewhere on the lot. We would grab a copy of a driver's license, an insurance card, and let them go drive the car without one of the sales associates with it. That might not always be the best idea, but it seems to be the safest idea.
What transformations have taken place in the last year that you might keep as a part of your business model post-pandemic?
Well, I think the biggest one is just, you know, how much business is done online and on the phone. Mm-hmm. We set a lot more appointments with clients than just the average walk-in. We've always been a appointment-based store because of where we're located, but we found it much easier if someone has scheduled a time and we're able to sanitize, keep everything clean, and mm-hmm. spend a little additional time with what they need. And most people that come in have kind of already made up their mind that they're going to go with our product.
So it follows that your business model, as far as employees, the mechanics fairly constant, but your sales staff, it follows that it would be fewer guys would be needed to be in the showroom.
In our instance, we don't pay a commission salary or anything, and the people have worked for us for a long time, between 10 and 20 years. So we already work on a smaller scale anyway. So that hasn't affected us, but I'm told a lot of other car dealerships that 50% or more of the salespeople have been laid off.
Looking forward, any feeling, any sense of when the whole chip world might straighten out?
You know, I ask that question to a lot of people that know a lot more than I do, and I never get a straight answer. Mm-hmm. It seems to be sometime maybe in the second quarter of next year that they are looking for an uptick and a little bit of normalcy, but I have no idea. I'm just planning to have less cars.
And so your retail lot is sparse.
Oh, quite, yes. I normally carry 40 used cars, and I'm down to maybe 10 to 12. And I have, on average, of about 50 new cars, and I have right now, in the model change, 19. So the 22s are on their way in, and we'll see how many show up. It's a big guess because we don't know how many are coming.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Mark Descamps, general manager at Smith Volvo in San Luis Obispo. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, I'm Tom Wilmer reporting.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolfe, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.